the Most High has sanctified his own tabernacle and made her the well of living waters, which run a strong stream from Libanus. Words, my friends in Christ, from the Canticle of Canticles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thought I would speak to you today not so much about the Feast of the Assumption, but about what occurred yesterday in the liturgy, the vigil of the Feast of the Assumption. Now, we have the old traditional liturgy, and many of the great feasts, the Feast of the Apostles and Blessed Mother, in addition to the greatest feasts of the liturgical year, all have a vigil. That was abolished even before Vatican II, and, of course, in the Novus Ordo, hardly exists at all anymore. What's a vigil, and why do we have one? Vigil is the way that the church's liturgy prepares to celebrate a solemn feast. The idea is that the next day we're going to celebrate something important, so we have to start already turning our eyes to heaven. On a vigil, the color of the vestments is generally purple, and historically some of these days were also days of fast and abstinence. And so you were called to mortify yourself on those days. There are only a few of those vigils left in our calendar where there's actually fast and abstinence prescribed. But we still have the vigils themselves in the liturgy. The idea is with a vigil, we're supposed to raise our thoughts above the cares of the world and take on to ourselves the cares of heaven. Vigils originated in the early days of the church in the first years, and in fact, on a night before a great feast day, the Christians would spend time prayer in church and would spend an awful long time actually in church. Now, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we could say that her life after Pentecost was one big vigil, one big time of preparation for her own Assumption. During those years after Pentecost, she helped the church along after its birth, but she for herself could not remain forever in exile. It would be assumed into heaven. We could say that we have the beautiful image at Christmas that the Blessed Mother carried the Son of God, the infant king, in her arms. We could say that in the time between Pentecost and her Assumption, Blessed Mother carried the infant church in her arms. So the gifts of Pentecost then came, and they came to the apostles, but first and most abundantly to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we see that her whole time was, before her Assumption, was a time of preparation. She poured out, we could say, the rivers of wisdom to a thirsting church. And that's one of the images taken from Holy Scripture that's applied to Blessed Mother. There is a fountain, and the fountain became a river. The river became bright, the river of grace. It turned into light. And it was a light which eventually turned into the sun to illuminate the world. Nonetheless, Blessed Mother, during the time of her own vigil, her preparation for her Assumption, manifested her humility. She communicated the secrets of her heart to others around her. She assisted the holy evangelists in the writings of the gospel. That's something that perhaps we don't think about as much as we should, the times of the writing down of the gospel. That would be an interesting topic for a sermon in itself, how that was accomplished. But Blessed Mother had all of these things. Holy Scripture says she carried so many of them in her hearts, and she conveyed them to the evangelists, which they wrote down, especially the Saint Luke and the stories of the Nativity of our Blessed Lord. She was consulted by the disciples because of her heavenly prudence and her knowledge of the mystery of God, how close she was to our Blessed Lord. So the people who kept vigil, as it were, with Blessed Mother during the time before Assumption were very blessed and very happy indeed. They had the Ark of the Covenant with her. Remember that image of Blessed Mother, the Ark of the Covenant, was in the Old Testament, was the container that carried the covenant between God and men. So she carried our Blessed Lord. She carried our Blessed Lord. She did not carry tablets of stone, but the fullness of the law of love when she carried her Blessed Lord. So we keep vigil before the Assumption with a Blessed Mother, and on this day of the Assumption, we marvel at her humility. We marvel at her humility. We marvel at her being a sun of grace, as it were, in the sky, illuminating the world on the day of her Assumption. And we pray today to God, who chose to dwell in the virginal womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may we be defended by her protection and celebrate this day of her Assumption with joy. God bless you. Happy Feast of the Assumption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.